From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, August 28th. I'm Abby Larico. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is leaving the state to take on a new position at the FBI. Both his admirers and detractors believe he could make a major national impact.
Andrew Bailey has proven that he can generate stories, content, issues that'll keep the press sort of on its toes.
STLPR's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at what Bailey's supporters and opponents expect when he heads to Washington, D.C. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. A plethora of new Missouri laws went into effect today. That includes one requiring the payment of sales tax up front when purchasing a car. The switch is an effort from the state to eliminate the issuing of temporary tags. However, the new process won't begin until the Missouri Department of Revenue sets up its new motor vehicle system, and that's not likely until the end of 2026 or the beginning of 2027, according to Trish Vincent, the director of the Department of Revenue.
You won't have to pay your sales tax at an automobile dealer until we roll out this new system. So nobody has to worry about going and buying a car and talking to the dealer about sales tax at this juncture.
Vincent says the department will increase its outreach on the issue once the change is ready to go into effect. Also starting today, Missouri consumers will save money when buying some hygiene items. That's because diapers and menstrual products will be exempt from sales taxes. St. Louis Public Radio's Aulo Kuziz reports.
Consumers had to pay a 4% sales tax on essential hygiene products before the new law took effect. Now Missouri is the latest state to eliminate what many dubbed a luxury tax. That'll make period products and adult and baby diapers more affordable, says Muriel Smith, the executive director of the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank.
That additional luxury tax, which was 4.225%, which is pennies for a lot of us, but if you're already struggling to afford other things, it's really not pennies for the people that we were serving.
The nonprofit distributes nearly 3 million diapers every year, which Smith says shows how expensive the products are. I'm Ala Kuziz, St. Louis Public Radio.
And starting today, utility companies aren't allowed to shut off service for longer periods around extreme weather. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports it's part of a new major utility bill.
The Missouri legislature changed the hot and cold weather rules in a massive utility bill called SB 4. Yesterday, utilities had to pause disconnections 24 hours before extreme hot or cold weather. Now they'll be prevented from shutting off service for 72 hours if the temperatures are predicted to be extreme. In the winter, the temperature cutoff is 32 degrees or freezing. In the summer, it's 95 degrees. This is important because heat is the deadliest weather-related event, according to the National Weather Service. It kills more people on average every year than hurricanes, floods, and tornadoes. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Mandatory paid sick leave ends in Missouri today. The short-lived policy went into effect in May after the passage of Proposition A. Voters supported raising minimum wage and allowing employees to earn paid sick days, but lawmakers repealed the sick leave portion. A workers' group has filed a petition to put the benefit back on the ballot as a constitutional amendment, which lawmakers can't overturn. It needs about 170,000 signatures to be put on the ballot. Regional leaders have signed on to create a law enforcement training center. St. Louis, St. Charles, Franklin, and Jefferson counties are taking part in a regional effort to train law enforcement officials. The facility will receive $50 million from the state, and it will allow officers to train in replicas of urban areas. Supporters call it a rare example of regional cooperation, but the effort received pushback from some St. Louis County residents. Lauren Filla of Maplewood said during a July St. Louis County Council meeting that the training center was a misguided priority.
What I want to know from everyone that supports this bill is if you would look a child that's food insecure in the eyes and say, our community needs militarized police more than you need food.
The facility does not have a location yet, though it will likely be somewhere in St. Louis County. A state audit released yesterday condemned the St. Louis County Council's lack of an adequate process for deciding how to spend the county's RAM settlement money, which amounts to $159 million. St. Louis Public Radio's Kayvon Mansouri reports.
Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick's office criticized the county council for deciding how to spend their portion of the settlement money on a case-by-case basis instead of establishing formal criteria for deciding projects. So far, the county has spent about a third of the funds, most of which focused on street repair and sidewalk maintenance. In a letter responding to the audit, County Executive Sam Page said four town halls held ahead of the spending helped the county decide how to use the money. In the same audit, Fitzpatrick's office warned the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority, which oversees the Dome at America Center, hasn't adequately planned for future maintenance needs. The audit says the Dome's maintenance needs exceed the approximately $67 million in funds available to the authority. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
A group of Sumner High School alumni is pushing for the St. Louis School to become a National Historic Landmark. STLPR's Andrea Henderson reports on the effort.
Protect, Restore, Forever, Celebrate Sumner, Inc. wants to preserve Sumner's legacy by getting the school federally designated as a National Historic Landmark. Sumner was the first high school west of the Mississippi River to graduate Black students. The alumni group has been trying to achieve the designation for a few years. Patricia Murray is the group's co-founder. She says it's more important now because the school suffered major tornado damage in May.
If they tear the school down or let it fall down, then we got nothing. You can't nominate a building that's not there.
Murray says the designation can help bring federal preservation dollars to the school district for Sumner. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis Zoo has announced the birth of two Amur leopard cubs. The little ones are important for their species population because Amur leopards are the most endangered big cats in the world. The pair was born August 13th at the zoo to 7-year-old parents Dot and Samson. Zoo staff have yet to determine the cubs' sex or name them because their mother is keeping them close. About 200 Amur leopards live in captivity. There are only about 100 left in the wild. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is leaving state politics in September to take a high-level position with the FBI, and some Missourians expect Bailey could make a big impact nationally. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports.
When Bailey was running for a full 4-year term last year, he stressed that he wanted to be attorney general in a state his family had called home for most of his life.
I tell you, every morning when school's in session, I get up and I drive my kids to the bus stop and get to spend a little bit of time with them. And it reminds me and reinvigorates me to do the work that I do.
But Bailey will soon be departing the state less than a year into his term to become co-deputy director of the FBI. Bailey is headed to an agency that's been racked with controversy. Members of President Donald Trump's base have been enraged about how the FBI handled files from the case of deceased convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Others are alarmed about how the agency is investigating some of Trump's political opponents, like his former national security advisor John Bolton. In some respects, though, being in controversial political waters is tame for Bailey. Before his state governmental tenure, Bailey served 2 tours of duty in Iraq, something he said in 2024 played a major role in how he viewed public service.
If I didn't do my job, people were going to get hurt. And so, you know, taking pride in your work, taking your oath of office seriously, and developing real leadership and management skills to rally folks around you and what you're doing are really critical to my view of this office.
During his more than 2 years in office, Bailey made a number of high-profile moves. He sought to oust St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who eventually resigned. And he also has tried to remove St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, a case that's still pending. He also filed lawsuits aimed at helping Trump after a New York jury found him guilty of falsifying business records. St. Louis University law professor Anders Walker says Bailey proved adept at finding issues that caught Missourians' attention.
Andrew Bailey has proven that he can generate stories, content, issues that'll keep the press sort of on its toes. And that's just the kind of person the president needs.
But Bailey did generate some not-so-flattering news coverage. He often clashed with his fellow GOP office holders, such as when he unsuccessfully sought to place barriers for transgender adults to receive gender-affirming care. That proved to be too much, even for conservative Republicans like State Senator Nick Schroer.
And I think ultimately, if you were an adult and you're 20, 30 years old and you want to become like Bruce Jenner, a male Olympic athlete, and now you want to become a female, that's on you.
Bailey also enraged abortion rights activists after voters passed protections for the procedure last year. Margot Riphagen of Planned Parenthood Great Rivers Action says Bailey tried to salvage abortion restrictions that voters firmly rejected.
His entire goal here was to sow confusion, to overturn the will of the people, and to not protect those who are most vulnerable. So when I think about what's going to happen on a national scale, it's going to be, you know, 10 times worse. It's going to be exactly more of the same nationally.
Former Missouri Supreme Court Judge Michael Wolff says the FBI can be a dangerous organization since it has wide latitude to investigate. He says the agency in the 1950s and 1960s developed a bad reputation for violating civil liberties and embarking on politically charged inquiries. Wolff says it will be worth watching whether Bailey takes on some of the same issues he championed in Missouri.
Many very fine people have devoted their professional lives to the organization, and they're not cultural warriors, they are crime fighters.
How Bailey approaches his new job could have an impact on more than just his professional future, but also the entire country. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.